USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky says this is not the time to start relaxing coronavirus restrictions.
Now is not the time to relax the critical safeguards that we know can stop the spread of COVID-19 in our communities, not when we are so close. We have the ability to stop a potential fourth surge of cases in this country. Please stay strong in your conviction.
Walensky also urging everyone to get vaccinated when shots are available to them. An Arkansas student is in serious condition after being shot at a middle school in Pine Bluff. Police say a 15-year-old fellow classmate opened fire this morning. They haven't yet determined a motive, but confirmed this was a targeted case. Pine Bluff is about 45 minutes southeast of Little Rock. This is USA Radio News.
Maybe you've heard about MediShare and you know what it is. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance, but you've wondered, can I really save a significant amount of money on my monthly health care bills? And the answer is an emphatic yes, you can. You could save a lot of money. Whether it's just for you or for an entire family, MediShare has an option for you. In fact, the typical family saves $500 a month switching to MediShare. And it really is the gold standard when it comes to healthcare sharing. You get free telehealth services. You get a huge network of doctors. You get great customer support. And you get the sense of security that comes from being a part of 400,000 people who share not just each other's medical bills, but purpose, too. MediShare is a community of Christians who pull together and pray for each other, which is very refreshing right now. If you want more info, it's so simple. You can get a price within 2 minutes. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Republican Senator Bill Cassidy says his side of the aisle had no input into the massive COVID-19 stimulus bill passed by the House early Saturday morning. The bill, which does include $1,400 direct payments for many Americans, is now before the Senate. The White House is defending spending in the proposed COVID-19 stimulus package that's earmarked for after 2021.
This package is meant to, of course, provide immediate direct relief, but also provide a bridge to help us all get through this crisis.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki speaking there on Fox News Sunday. The White House is not responding to former President Trump's claim that President Biden is beholden to teachers' unions.
We're going to spend more of our time focused on communicating about our agenda for the American people than responding to criticism from the former president.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
Hundreds of illegal immigrants were nabbed at the border and then almost immediately released into Texas's Valverde County last week, in some cases dropped off alongside the roadside with no coronavirus testing or quarantine restrictions and only a piece of paper with their court date in hand. And as far as the unaccompanied minors that are now showing up at the border, Republican Senator from Arkansas, Tom Cotton, says they're now being referred to being held in a facility much different now under President Biden than they were under former President Trump.
Their facilities now, back in the Trump era, they were cages, of course. This crisis at our border is entirely a crisis of Joe Biden's making. You cannot run a campaign saying that you're going to give amnesty to illegal aliens, that you're going to reinstitute catch and release, that you're going to provide free health care to illegal aliens and not expect a massive surge at our border. Look, we already have thousands of people showing on our border in February, after Texas just had one of the worst winter storms in memory. What do they think it's going to be like in 60 days when it's springtime in Mexico and in South Texas? You cannot simply show up at our border and come into the country. But what Joe Biden did is even worse than that. He's going to track down illegal aliens in Mexico that Donald Trump turned away and inviting them to come back. That's not catch and release. That's recruit and release.
President Biden meeting with the President of Mexico, virtually, of course, on Monday. More news can be found online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.